Today is Monday of the third week of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. From the Church's Year of Grace by Pius Parsh. We are now at the midpoint of the Advent season. Until today, actually yesterday, Sunday, at Matins, we began with, Come, let us adore the King who is to come. But tonight we pray, Now the Lord is nigh. Come, let us adore. The coming week is of high liturgical import, undoubtedly one of the most profound and beautiful weeks of the church year. First, we experience the anticipatory joy of Christmas on Rose Sunday. Then come the Ember Days, so wholly devoted to preparation for Christmas, especially the Missa Aurea on Ember Wednesday. Finally, during this week, there will occur the first of the O Antiphons, expressive of such intense desire for the Redeemer. As the days pass, we are caught up in the steadily accelerating Advent liturgy sweeping us on to Christmas. On this third Sunday of Advent, the liturgy bids Christians to rejoice. Strange as it may seem, there is still a rather widespread notion that only irresponsible teenagers or atheistic millionaires are able to and do enjoy themselves. That all Christians, whether old or young, rich or poor, sick or healthy, should have happy hearts comes as a revelation to many, and those who do understand do not seem able to show it in their lives. But today the Church propounds this truth so powerfully that there can be no further doubting. At the very outset, she proclaims, Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. But, dear Mother Church, do you not see the distress of so many thousands who are suffering, who are starving? Do you not see the sad state of all those souls who cause you and others streams of tears? Are you blind to all the grief upon this earth? How, then, can one rejoice? Dear children, I do see it all. I know suffering better than any of you do. My motherly heart feels each shaft of pain that afflicts my children, or that my children cause me, and I yet rejoice and bid all of you to rejoice. Why? Because you are children of God, because Christ is your brother, because heaven is your home. In short, because you are divinely privileged. After all, how long does earthly life last? It is like a bad dream which vanishes with waking. While in heaven, we will be rich, happy, beautiful, and healthy forever. Oh, Mother Church, heaven is so far away, and this earthly life is so hard and lasts so long. And who knows? Now listen, do you know, my children, why you do not have true joy? Because you lack a deep, full, strong, and lively faith. Yes, I admit, faith means walking in the dark, in some respects. The dove of eternal glory sits upon heaven's high roof while the sparrow of present satisfaction is in your hand. To release the sparrow in order to get the dove, that requires faith. Only a virile Christianity, consciously aware of divine life and full of such faith that it can sacrifice earthly thrills for eternal peace, only this true and genuine Christianity can attain perfect joy. Nevertheless, it is such Christian joy and such Christian faith which Mother Church expects of us today. Rejoice in the Lord, always. Again, I say rejoice. Nothing in human experience is as efficacious in curing the memory and imagination as confession. It cleanses us of guilt, and if we follow the admonitions of our Lord, we shall put completely out of mind our confessed sins. No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke 9, verse 62. Confession also heals the imagination, eliminating its anxiety for the future. Fulton Sheen.